The following program has been produced by Devon Insight, your local sight loss charity. When you've finished listening to the recording, please return the USB data stick to us in the yellow pouch provided. Turn over the address label in the front pocket of the pouch and put the pouch in any Royal Mail postbox. Please remember, there is no need to pay any postage as this item is sent using the Royal Mail's free Articles for the Blind postal service. If you would like to make any changes to your free subscription, please put a note in the pouch or call us on the Devon Insight helpline. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I will begin. Hello. Welcome to the Winter 2023, Issue 37 edition of InVision magazine, the magazine of Devon Insight. I'm your host, Graham Flynn, the Chief Executive Officer of Devon Insight. Chapter 2, Chief Executive Officer's Welcome, and that's me, Graham Flynn. They say, choose your battles wisely. This means being selective of the problems, arguments, and confrontations you get involved in, and instead saving your energy for the things that really matter. Rather than fight every single problem, you fight the most important battles and let go of the rest. Despite being such a small team, we decided that campaigning to keep our railway station ticket offices open was one such battle. Was the battle worth fighting? You'll hear the full story shortly. We were delighted to welcome so many of you to our first Devon Sight Loss Conference, held at the Mercure Exeter Rougemont Hotel on Friday the 20th of October. You'll also get a flavour of this event in this recording. At this time of year, we remind everyone of the importance of getting your eyes checked at an optician with our annual Seeing in the New Year campaign. This is now entering its 11th year. Our friends at M&S Opticians have provided a free eye test voucher for you to share with family and friends. I'll tell you how you can get hold of one in a moment. Finally, the cover photo of the print edition of the magazine shows the team having been awarded the internationally recognised Matrix Standard for Information Advice and Guidance, a fitting tribute to the hard work we have been undertaking behind the scenes to help all our clients live life to the full. Remember, choose your battles wisely. Chapter 3, Compliance Feature, Matrix Standard Accreditation. We are delighted to announce that Devon Insight has been accredited to the Matrix Standard, demonstrating the high quality of our information, advice and guidance services that we provide for people affected by sight loss in Devon. The Matrix Standard is the international quality standard for organisations that deliver information, advice and guidance, sometimes known as IAG, either as their sole purpose or as part of their service offering. The Matrix Standard is owned by the Department of Education and is managed by the growth company on their behalf. Organisations that have benefited from working with the standard include training providers, further and higher education, colleges, universities, voluntary and community organisations, private businesses, the NHS and government departments. Roger Chapman, head of the Matrix Service for Growth Companies, said, "This is a fantastic achievement for Devon Insight, and I would like to congratulate the team on their success. We believe that at the heart of high-quality advice and support services are strong leadership, excellent service, and a focus on continuous improvement, all underpinned by effective use of the resources available. The Matrix Standard is designed to benchmark organisations against best practice in these areas. With their accreditation success, Devon Insight is working to provide the best possible support for their clients. I'd like to add to this, this has been the culmination of many years of work to develop our helpline service, information resources, website, database, and client needs assessments. This has been a team effort, with Tessa Barrett, our head of services, leading the project. I would particularly like to thank Jenny Benham for her hard work building our library of information resources and managing our website. Commenting on the award, Dr. Adrian Jacobs, chair of the Devon Insight, said, "We are so pleased to have achieved this standard. It is a real tribute to the hard work of the team and demonstrates that the services that we provide are of the highest quality." For more information about the Matrix Standard, please visit their website at www.matrixstandard.com. Chapter 4. News feature, station ticket office closures scrapped. When the government announced that they were looking to close 974 railway station ticket offices nationally in July, it sent shockwaves around the country, particularly amongst passengers living with sight loss. The three-week public consultation provoked outcry and a hasty extension to the consultation period. Devon Insight took an active part in the consultation, encouraging all of our stakeholders to voice their concerns to local councillors, members of parliament, London Travel Watch, Watchdog Travel Focus, and Thomas Pocklington Trust. The ensuing campaign snowballed, with Honiton MP Richard Ford raising the issue in Parliament during Transport Minister's Questions and on BBC Radio 4's Any Questions. Devon Insight CEO, me, said, "It was such a thrill to have Devon Insight cited during a debate in the House of Commons. It was somewhat ironic that for the best part of a year, the team at Devon Insight had been working on a Department of Transport-funded Tackling Loneliness with Transport scheme aimed at getting more people using public transport. I wrote personally to the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, Secretary of State for Transport, Mark Harper MP, and Rail Minister, Hugh Merriman MP, on behalf of all the people living with little or no sight in Devon, to express our concerns. The response I received from the Minister of State for Transport I'll read out in a minute. However, on the 31st of October 2023, BBC News at 6 presenter Sophie Raworth reported that Transport Secretary Mark Harper had confirmed that the government had asked train operators to withdraw their proposals for a widespread closure of station ticket offices in England. In a statement, Mr. Harper said the proposals to close ticket offices did not meet the high thresholds of serving rail passengers. He said, "The consultation on ticket offices has now ended, with the government making clear to the rail industry throughout the process that any resulting proposals must meet a high threshold of serving passengers. We've engaged with accessibility groups throughout this process and listened carefully to passengers as well as my colleagues in Parliament. The proposals that have resulted from this process do not meet the high standards set by ministers, and so the government has asked train operators to withdraw their proposals. We will continue our work to reform our railways with the expansion of contactless pay-as-you-go ticketing, making stations more accessible through our Access for All programme, and £350 million of funding through our Net Worth North plan to improve accessibility at up to 100 stations. Watchdog Transport Focus said it had objected to all of the proposals to close railway station ticket offices in England. Chief Executive Anthony Smith said, "Following analysis of the 750,000 responses to the consultation and in-depth discussions with train companies, Transport Focus is objecting to the proposals to close ticket offices. Significant amendments and changes have been secured by the watchdog. For example, reverting to existing times when staff will be on hand at many stations. some train companies were closer than others in meeting our criteria. However, serious overall concerns remain about how potentially useful innovations such as welcome points would work in practice. We also have questions about how the impact of these changes would be measured and how future consultation on staffing levels will work. Some train companies were unable to convince us about their ability to sell a full range of tickets, handle cash payments, and avoid excessive queues at ticket machines. Passengers must be confident that they can get help when needed and buy the right ticket in time for the right train. More than 680,000 responses were submitted to public consultations on the closures. Plans to close the vast majority of station ticket offices in England were brought forward by train operators and their representative body, the Rail Delivery Group, known as RDG. Train companies are under pressure from the UK government to cut costs amid the drop in revenue caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Ticket offices at 974 stations could have been affected, according to the RDG. It says the proposals were designed to move staff out of ticket offices and onto station platforms and concourses to support better face-to-face interactions. But the plan sparked fierce criticism from opposition politicians, trade unions, disability groups and the public transport campaigners. Concerns had been raised about the impact on accessibility, safety and security, difficulties using ticket machines and how stations will be staffed in future. Last week, the Commons Transport Select Committee wrote to the Rail Minister, Hugh Merriman, warning that the proposals go too far, too fast, towards a situation that risks excluding some passengers from the railway. Rail, Maritime and Transport, RMT Union General Secretary, Mike Lynch said, "A stitch-up which still paves the way for ticket office closures following the watchdog's responses would be a great betrayal of passengers." Devon Insight would like to thank everyone who took the time to engage with the consultation. We will be monitoring future proposals closely to ensure that the voices of people living with little or no sight are heard. Now, I thought you might want to hear the actual letter that I received from the Minister of State, Hugh Merriman MP, and the letter is from the Department of Transport, dated the 6th of September 2023. "Dear Graham, thank you for your letters of the 21st of August to the Prime Minister and Mark Harper about changes to railway ticket offices. I am replying as the Minister responsible for this issue. On the 5th of July, train operators launched consultations on their proposed ticket office changes under the Ticketing and Settlement Agreement. Following continued engagement with stakeholders and accessibility groups, operators extended the consultation by 5 weeks to the 1st of September. This extended consultation period provided all users of the railway, including older and disabled passengers, more time to respond. We are now in a period where the independent passenger bodies, Transport Focus and London Travel Watch, are engaging with train operators on the basis of the consultation responses they have received and the criteria they have set out. We expect train operators to work collaboratively with the passenger bodies in the coming weeks to listen to the concerns raised and to refine their proposals accordingly. Where agreement cannot be reached between operators and the passenger bodies, individual cases may be referred to the Secretary of State for a decision. Together with the railway industry, we want to improve and modernise the experience for passengers by moving staff out of, behind the ticket office screens, to provide more help and advice in customer-focused roles. The proposals should allow staff to move around the station to provide more personalised assistance in various ways, rather than being restricted to just selling tickets from a ticket office window. I understand that blind and partially sighted people are especially reliant on public transport and the railway network in particular. I have been clear that no currently staffed station should be unstaffed as a result of the industry changes, and operators should ensure that staff are well located to meet passengers' needs in future. This includes ensuring that staff remain available to help passengers to use ticket vending machines or their own devices to purchase tickets, and they can assist those who need additional support who do not wish to use digital tickets. The Passenger Assist Service will also continue to help disabled passengers and those with additional needs to use the railway network with confidence and in safety. When proposing major changes to ticket office opening hours, including closures, train operators are required to take into account the adequacy of the proposed alternatives in relation to the needs of passengers who are disabled, and to include this in the notice of proposal sent to their operators and passenger groups. When consulting, operators should have also clearly considered other equality-related needs. Operators prepared equality impact assessments, and these were available on their websites during the consultation. I hope this response provides some assurance of our continued commitment to improving the experience of disabled people on the railways, and I would also like to thank you for the work that you have been doing on the Tackling Loneliness with Transport project. Thank you again for your letter. I hope this response has been helpful. Yours sincerely, Hugh Merriman, MP, Minister of State for Transport. Chapter 5, News Feature. Royal Eye Infirmary Plymouth relocates. On Wednesday, the 18th of October, Devon in Sight's Graham Flynn and Tessa Barrett were delighted to attend the grand opening of the new Royal Eye Infirmary in Plymouth. Located on William Prance Road, the new three-floor facility brings together the outpatient and surgical eye treatments that were provided at Derriford Hospital. With an ageing population, the need for high-quality eye care and eye issues are going to continue to increase, with more people experiencing conditions such as cataracts, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. However, the new REI means more space and more equipment, which is good news for waiting times for patients accessing their services. With more space, staff and equipment, they will be able to treat more patients. In addition, moving the Royal Eye Infirmary off the busy Derriford Hospital site, University Hospitals Plymouth will be able to put more wards in that space and take some of the pressure off emergency departments. The new REI includes the addition of a third operating theatre dedicated to subspecialisms such as oculoplastic, orbital and corneal surgeries to start to reduce the waiting times of patients from across Devon and Cornwall. The new REI has improved access for patients with a drop-off zone and parking. Robert Johns, a 96-year-old man who started using Plymouth's eye services at the age of 5, opened the new state-of-the-art facility. Mr. Johns praised staff as miracle workers for the service they provide. He said the infirmary gave me enough sight to do everything I wanted to do. The team at Devon in Sight would like to extend our sincere thanks to the REI for making us so welcome. Chapter 6, Influencing Change, Devon Sight Loss Conference Review. Devon in Sight was proud to host the Devon Sight Loss Conference on Friday the 20th of October at the Mercure Exeter Rougemont Hotel in central Exeter. The theme for the conference was Making Devon a Sight Loss Friendly County. The event included speakers from across the sight loss sector, a Living Well with Sight Loss exhibition, and incorporated Devon in Sight's 98th Annual General Meeting. Particularly well-received was our keynote speaker, Professor Paolo Eduardo Stanga from the Retina Clinic London. He talked about the latest research into age-related macular degeneration and the benefits of being involved in research. Professor Stanga and his team were available to talk directly with delegates and answer any questions they had. The audience very much enjoyed a talk from Glenn Tookey of Sight and Sound Technology Limited. Glenn spoke of the advances being made in assistive technology. He reminded us that so much assistive technology is already available on our smartphones. It was interesting to hear that we could soon have a day where people could benefit from a robot guide dog. Alison Bagnall from Devon County Council's sensory team spoke about the services of the Rehabilitation Officers for Visual Impairment. ROVIs, Rehabilitation Officers for Visual Impairment, provide assessment, advice and support to both children and adults with sight and hearing problems. They can help you to remain or become more independent. Our evaluation showed that Alison was very clear and concise, which was very helpful. Karen Rose from Devon County Council Transport Coordination Service outlined the breadth of the work that the transport team and Devon Insight's involvement in the Connecting You project. She shared our work to educate bus drivers around disability issues. Karen said it was a really positive experience working with Devon Insight. Dr. Adrian Jacobs, the Chair of the Board of Trustees, welcomed everyone to Devon Insight's 98th Annual General Meeting. He said, "The Board of Trustees is committed to creating and maintaining a fit-for-purpose organisation, ensuring that our services are developed and managed to provide good quality support for clients, outcomes for key funders, and are sustainable for the future. I would like to thank the team at Devon Insight who continually strive to deliver excellence to people affected by sight loss in Devon." Devon Insight's CEO, Graham Flynn, gave an overview of the charity's progress against its strategic priorities. He shared some of the feedback from the customer satisfaction survey, which had been conducted during the year, and some output data from all of Devon Insight's services. He said, "I'm thrilled to announce that the team at Devon Insight has achieved the Matrix Standard Accreditation for our Information, Advice and Guidance Service." Devon Insight's Treasurer, Steve Munzer, gave an overview of the charity's finances. Whilst investment performance had been poor during the current economic crisis, the charity had benefited from a sizeable legacy towards the end of the financial year. Marks & Spencer's Opticians kindly donated a luxury hamper for our prize draw. Professor Stranger drew the winning ticket belonging to Hazel Coombe, who was thrilled with her prize. In his closing address, Graham Flynn said, "On behalf of Devon Insight, I would like to thank our sponsors, speakers, delegates and exhibitors for making this such a great event, and to the staff and volunteers who worked very and hard to ensure its success." The Living Well with Sightless exhibition took place in the rather splendid Cavendish Suite with its columns and high ornate ceilings. Exhibitors came from across the county to support the conference. The Devon Insight Conference would not have been possible without the sponsorship of Devon County Council, M&S Opticians, the Retina Clinic London, and Sight and Sound Technology. Feedback on the day included the following quotes. June Brandon from Devon Insight said, "It was a well-presented, absolutely amazing conference, and the staff at Devon Insight should be called the Absolutely Amazing Four." Tessa Williams, who's an eye clinic liaison officer at the West of England Eye Unit, said, "The Devon Insight conference was amazing. Interacting with all the other organisations and meeting with key people across the sight loss sector was brilliant, especially hearing about the trials being carried out by the Retina Clinic London. I also found the venue was really accessible." Jill Laws, Exmouth Talking Newspapers, said, "What a great opportunity to network. It's great working together for the benefit of our clients and the visually impaired listeners." Tara Bowers, Healthy Homes Project Manager from Exeter Community Energy, said, "What a really great networking event. We were introduced to some very interesting organisations that we will now be working with in the future. We also met with many new clients that we were able to help with their energy needs." Ray Doughty, a Devon Insight client and new trustee, said, "Congratulations to the Devon Insight team, who by their magnificent effort and cohesion made the conference such a success in all ways. Many thanks." We are pleased to announce that we will be holding another conference at the Mercure Exeter Rougemont Hotel in October 2024. Chapter 7, Independent Living Feature. Should you still be driving? Devon Insight receives many calls to its helpline from those who have either been newly diagnosed with sight loss or clients who have lost vision over a number of years. One of the many questions we ask is, are you a driver? Are you still driving? Has the consultant at the eye clinic said if you are safe to continue to drive? Our helpline advisors find this one of the most difficult subjects to raise, as we know that one of the greatest fears for those diagnosed with sight loss is that they may need to relinquish their driving license. When you are newly diagnosed with sight loss, it is such a shock that you may not have to thought about this very important question. We also know that many are driving because it is safe for you to do so. But when seeing the eye clinic or your optician, it is always best to check if you can continue. It is because the law has changed that we believe now is the right time to raise awareness of the importance of understanding the current law. The Driving Vehicle Licensing Agency, DVLA, is a government body that issues driving licenses. They set the legal standards for efficient eyesight while driving a vehicle. The law changed on the 1st of September 2023. According to the current driving eyesight rules in place by the DVLA, you must meet the following requirements. You must be able to read, with glasses or contact lenses if necessary, a number plate made after the 1st of September 2001 from 20 metres. You must also meet the minimum eyesight standard for driving by having a visual acuity of at least decimal 0.5, that's 6/12, measured on the Snellen scale, with glasses or contact lenses if necessary, using both eyes together, or if you have sight in one eye only, in that eye. You must also have an adequate field of vision. Your optician can tell you about this and do a test. There are separate rules if you are a bus or a lorry driver, and you can find those details on a fact sheet. The dangers involved in continuing to drive with poor sight are lack of hazard perception. Visual observation is key when driving. Without good eyesight, there's an increased risk of failing to spot hazards and therefore react quickly enough to them. This is especially true for those with bad peripheral vision. You might miss pedestrians crossing the street or cars and cyclists turning onto the road. Further impaired visibility at night. Poor eyesight becomes even worse at night. Even drivers with good eyesight have impaired vision once the sun goes down. In the darkness, drivers with poor eyesight might strain harder and must concentrate more to see road signs and may also experience blurred vision and glare from headlights. Dangers in road surfaces. It's not just pedestrians and other road users that pose a danger. Other hazards on the road include obstructing objects and damage to road quality, such as debris, black ice, uneven surfaces, and potholes. In fact, a total of 1.5 million potholes were reported to local UK councils between April 2018 and June 2021. Please don't break the law. Data collected from the Royal College of Optometrists shows that nearly all of the UK drivers purposefully chose not to wear their glasses or contact lenses because they either feel like they don't need them, can't find them, or simply forget. That's nearly half of drivers with poor eyesight putting themselves and others in serious danger. Please be aware that doing so is illegal. Anyone caught driving without their prescription glasses or contact lenses faces a hefty £1,000 fine, 3 penalty points on their licence, and potential disqualification from driving. You can also be fined up to £1,000 if you do not inform the DVLA about a certain medical condition that affects your ability to drive safely. You could even face criminal charges if you are. If you are in any doubt as to whether you should be driving, please make an appointment with your local optician. They will be delighted that you are checking. Help to keep Devon a safe county to drive in. We would like to thank comparethemarket.com for some of the information that's in this article. Chapter 8, an independent living feature, Healthy Homes for Wellbeing Service. Exeter Community Energy's Healthy Homes for Wellbeing project provides free energy and money-saving advice for people living in Exeter, Mid Devon, East Devon, Teignbridge and Torbay. Their team of home energy advisors provide practical energy advice and support with the aim of helping residents save money and stay warm in their homes. They can help you with tariff checks and supplier switching, registering for the Priority Services Register, energy and water saving tips and advice, grants for insulation and heating, heating control advice, smart meters, support with benefit checks and debt help, fuel vouchers, and very much more. Devon Insight client Ray from Torbay visited the Exeter Community Energy Stand at the Devon Sight Loss Conference. Ray said, "I made an appointment for a home visit by a representative from Exeter Community Energy. I was hoping to learn something to my advantage and possibly save some money. A home energy advisor visited me at home and provided me with free energy and money-saving advice, including advice on an accessible in-home display. He also gave me impartial advice on my energy tariff, and he checked to ensure my white goods were efficient, and in the event they needed upgrading, if eligible, they could also provide grants to replace them. Whilst there, he changed my light bulbs to energy-saving LED bulbs. I have no hesitation in recommending the Exeter Community Energy Healthy Homes for Wellbeing free energy checks to others. For more information, you can visit their website at www.ecoe.org.uk. That website again, www.ecoe.org.uk. You can also be referred to the Energy Community Energy Project by ringing the Devon Insight Helpline. And that telephone number is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Chapter 9, Independent Living Service Feature, Myth-Busting Smart Meters. With the ongoing cost of living crisis, smart meters allow you to see how much energy is being used and where you can take steps to reduce your consumption. Smart meters tell your energy company how much gas and electricity you're using, so you don't need to provide meter readings, and your bills based on actual rather than estimated meter readings. Dear listeners, I've heard some absolute rubbish spoken about smart meters on some of our chit-chat calls and on calls to our office. So let's do some myth-busting. Fact: smart meters are just as accurate as traditional meters. Fact: smart meters only transmit information about how much energy you've used to your energy supplier. There is no smart meter conspiracy. Smart meters are not spying on you. Fact: smart meters are installed at no extra cost to you. You don't have to pay any extra for your smart meter to be installed. Fact: people with smart meters have the same consumer protections as people with traditional meters. Fiction. You might have heard people talk about not being able to change supplier as a disadvantage or downside of smart meters, but this is not true. You can change supplier with a smart meter. In fact, with a second generation smart meter, you should be able to switch energy supplier without any interruption to your energy readings or bill payments. Fiction. You may also have heard about radiation in the context of smart meter dangers. Know the truth about smart meter health and safety. The level of radiation that smart meters produce is typically 1 million times less than guideline levels. This is lower than the levels of radiation produced by microwaves, TVs, and mobile phones. Fiction. Smart meters are not connected to your heating system. They do not interfere with the heating settings. Contact your energy supplier to discuss the options available to you, as not every home can have a smart meter installed. Anyone with sight loss can ask their energy supplier for a free, accessible in-home display, an AIHD. This is the name for the new, easy-to-see display for your smart meter. The source for this information is Smart Energy GB. If you would like to know any more about smart meters or the accessible in-home display, to receive a copy of the Smart Meters fact sheet, please give us a call on the Devon Insight helpline. Chapter 10. Now something totally different, a health and wellbeing service feature, speaker seminars for winter 2023 and spring 2024. Devon Insight's telephone-based sight loss seminars are an opportunity for you to hear from our partners across the health and social care and voluntary sectors in the comfort of your own home. Sight loss speaker seminars take place every second Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. The telephone number is 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. Calls from your home telephone or mobile are free. Audio recordings of previous seminars are available through the Devon Insight website under the Events section. Okay, here's the programme of forthcoming events. On Tuesday the 12th of December, that's Tuesday the 12th of December, Race Across the World and Beyond. Tricia Sale and her friend Kathy Rowe took part in the third series of the hit BBC television series Race Across the World. Tricia, who is severely visually impaired, and Kathy raced across Canada without smartphones, internet access or credit cards, and on a very limited budget. Our guest speakers are Tricia Sale, who's a Community Connection Coordinator for RNIB in Devon, and Kathy Rowe, a pharmacy manager who lives in Wales. On Tuesday the 9th of January, that's Tuesday the 9th of January 2024, Making Community Energy Work for Everybody. Exeter Community Energy was established by 8 local people in 2014 who were brought together by Transition Exeter's Energy Group. Their vision is for renewable energy projects to bring about practical change in our community by addressing energy-related challenges. Our guest speaker is Tara Bowers, Healthy Homes Project Manager from Exeter Community Energy. On Tuesday the 13th of February, that's Tuesday the 13th of February, introducing Devon Carers. This is a service provided by Devon-based charity Westbank. It is commissioned jointly by Devon County Council and the NHS Devon Clinical Commissioning Group to provide support services and assessments to unpaid carers across Devon. Our guest speaker is Hayley Buscombe. She's the Community Engagement Lead for Devon Carers. For more information about the sight loss seminars, please give us a call on the helpline. But please remember, on those dates at 10:30 in the morning, you can ring the following telephone number and access the service for free. So the Sight Loss Speaker Seminar's telephone number is 0808 169 7930. 0808 169 7930. And now a review of one of our recent Sight Loss Speaker events, Globetrotting with George Jones. On Tuesday the 10th of October, I welcomed George Jones and his mother Caroline to our monthly telephone-based Sight Loss Speaker event. Despite being severely visually impaired, George has set himself the challenge of visiting 30 countries before his 30th birthday. It was a delight to hear George share his post-diagnosis journey to becoming a clean globetrotter. Prior to his sight loss, George had a career in hospitality and catering, working as a chef at several local pubs and restaurants in South Devon. Sadly, this changed when his sight condition meant that he could no longer distinguish colours correctly. George explained, "I have bilateral optic atrophy, which means that my sight has deteriorated, and I now have between 6 to 8% sight left. Since losing my sight, I've been to college and achieved several Level 3 courses at college in Hereford. These qualifications will hopefully allow me to return to work." Caroline recalled the day that George had accepted an invitation to visit a friend in New Zealand. Her abiding memory was waving her blind son off, knowing that he couldn't even read the signs at the airport. Despite his solo holiday experience, George confessed, "I enjoy travelling and taking my mother with me. I particularly love cruising and would like to visit as many countries as I can. We're a pretty good team together." Having been bitten by the travelling bug, George shared his inspirational tales of visiting countries like Alaska, Iceland and New Zealand. He talked fondly of whale watching and the fact that despite his poor sight, he can still experience so much on his travels through his other senses. Regular caller Les Mazurek suggested that George ought to try and find a way to write an internet blog or a book about his travels. We would like to thank George and Caroline for sharing their story. To hear the full story, you can access the recording on our archive on the Devon in Sight website. These are found on the homepage under Events. Chapter 12, Fundraising News, Community Fundraising. In September, we were delighted to receive a cheque for £600 from the Unity Lodge of Freemasons, which meet in Crediton. Freemasons are a unique members' organisation which has thrived for over 300 years. They have ceremonial traditions which encourage their membership both to be more tolerant and respectful and actively fulfil their civic and charitable responsibilities. They also take time to eat, drink and meet together and form lifelong friendships. Charity steward Peter Coleman said, "One of our members asks that his private fund should be donated to an organisation helping people with sight difficulty. We would like to thank Unity Lodge for their kind donation." So, how can you help support Devon in Sight? Friends of Devon in Sight, we know that times are hard for everyone, but if you are able to support us with a small donation, it means we can continue our vital work. Our regular giving scheme, Friends of Devon in Sight, is the best way that you can support your local sight loss charity during these very challenging times. You can give as little or as much as you would like with a monthly direct debit. Could you spare the cost of a cup of coffee to help fund future editions of this magazine? To provide counselling sessions for people in crisis? To keep our telephone support services running? Everyone who joins our regular giving scheme, Friends of Devon in Sight, will receive a limited edition I'm a Friend of Devon in Sight enamel badge. There are other ways to donate. If you would like to make a donation over the telephone, by cheque, by bank transfer, or leave us a gift in your will, you can speak confidentially about the options available to you with our office manager, Jenny Benham. To support Devon in Sight with a donation, please give us a call on the helpline.
The telephone number is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Chapter 13, An Influencing Change Feature, Community Champion Awards. Devon in Sight is keen to recognise outstanding customer service from an individual or organisation for people who are blind or partially sighted in Devon. We would like to thank those of you who've taken the time to share your positive experiences of customer service. All nominees will receive a Community Champion Certificate. Bill's Opticians, Newton Abbott. Devon in Sight client Mike Harper and his wife Tracy were far from happy following a bad experience at a popular high street optician's. Tracy left the premises with a pair of glasses that she was struggling to see through. She decided to seek a second opinion with an independent optician. Tracy found her way to Bill's Optician in Newton Abbott. It was quickly established that she had been given the wrong prescription lenses. Instead of returning to the former optician, Tracy decided to stay with Bill's and allow them to carry out another sight test. The couple were very impressed with the level of their professionalism from carrying out so many different tests. They even sent her home with her eye scan. Mark said Tracy was very reassured that all was well with her eyes and the experience with Bill's had been so positive. Both Mark and Tracy would like to thank the team at Bill's for their reassurance and the service they provided. The next nomination is Marvel Fitness of Kingsbridge. George Jones, who is severely visually impaired, has nominated his personal trainer, Devi Majumdar, at Marvel Fitness, Kingsbridge, for a Community Champion Award. George says Devi provides me with a personal, tailor-made fitness program. She ensures all the exercises are accessible to me and then personalises the exercise specifically for me. Marvel Fitness ensures that any new exercise being introduced is accessible for people with sight loss and they seek input from George. This supports not just him, but others with various sight loss conditions. George added, Devi has given me confidence to understand my body and what it can do. Devon in Sight is delighted to be able to make this community award to Devi Majumdar, particularly when keeping your body and mind healthy is so important. If you would like to nominate someone for a Devon in Sight Community Champion Award, please ring the helpline. Chapter 14, Influencing Change Campaign. Seeing in the New Year Campaign 2024. I launched our first Seeing in the New Year campaign in December 2013. The premise is simple. Seeing in the New Year promotes the importance of regular eye tests for everyone. Eye tests are vital because you may not feel any pain or discomfort when something is wrong with your eyes. A visit to your optician for an examination is an important health check that may detect initial signs of eye conditions before you're aware of any symptoms. It is important to remember that many eye conditions can be treated if found early. Having an eye test won't just tell you that you need new glasses or a change of prescription, it's an important eye health check. An eye test can help identify other health conditions, such as high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, and increased risk of stroke. Visit your optician regularly. Everyone needs a regular eye test that are part of a visit to an optician, even young children. Tests can identify conditions like glaucoma or macular degeneration that may not have any symptoms in the early stage. Tests can identify conditions like glaucoma or macular degeneration that may not have any symptoms in the early stages. It's important to spot them early and get treatment. An appointment should include talking about your personal and family medical history, vision tests to see if you're near-sighted, far-sighted, have an astigmatism or any rage-related vision changes. Tests to see how well your eyes work together, a field of vision test, eye pressure to check for glaucoma, and an optical OCT scan of the retina. Eat well. Good eye health starts with the food on your plate. Try to include the following in your diet: dark green leafy vegetables, like kale and spinach, salmon, tuna and other oily fish, eggs, nuts, beans and other non-meat protein sources, oranges and other citrus fruits or juices, oysters and pork. Stop smoking. Smoking can increase your chances of developing cataracts, damage your optic nerve and macular degeneration. If you've tried to stop before, only to start again, keep trying, as the more times you try, the more likely you are to succeed. Ask your doctor for help. Protect your eyes. Sunglasses can help to protect your eyes from the sun's ultraviolet rays. Too much UV exposure increases the chances of cataracts and macular degeneration. Choose a pair that blocks out 99 to 100% of UVA and UVB rays. Wraparound lenses help protect your eyes from the side. If you wear contact lenses, some offer UV protection, but it's still a good idea to wear sunglasses for extra protection. Wear safety glasses. If you are using hazardous or airborne materials at work or at home, wear safety glasses. If you play sport that could cause injury to your eyes, wear appropriate eye protection, helmets with protective face masks or sports goggles with polycarbonate lenses to protect your eyes. Keep active. Being physically active can improve the blood supply to the eyes, your balance and general well-being. You don't need to run a marathon to get the benefits. If you are sitting for any length of time, get up, stretch gently and walk around. Take a daily walk outside if you can. If you play sport, ask us how you could continue, even with some sight loss. Take part in armchair exercises, which are often included as part of TV programmes. Take time away from computer screens. If you spend a long time on your computer, tablet or smartphone, make sure your glasses prescription is up to date and suitable for looking at a screen. If you suffer from eye strain, talk to your optician about computer glasses. Move the screen so your eyes are level with the top of the monitor. That lets you look slightly down at the screen. Try to avoid glare from windows and lights. Use an anti-glare screen if needed. Choose a comfortable and supportive chair. Position it so that your feet are flat on the floor. If your eyes are dry, blink more, or try using artificial tears. Rest your eyes every 20 minutes. Look 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Get up at least every 2 hours and take a 15-minute break. Now, M&S opticians have supplied us with some vouchers. Now, they're printed in the print edition of Envision magazine. If you would like us to send you a voucher, please give us a call on the helpline. The optician's voucher is to claim a free eye test and a free hearing health check. And this is available at the following stores: Torbay, Plymouth and Exeter. And it's valid until the 31st of March 2024. So just to cover that again, if you would like a free eye test voucher that also includes a hearing health check, please give us a call in the office and we will send you one. I think it's important to add that this voucher is available for you to give to anybody, your friends, family, a neighbour, but please share these vouchers so that people get their eyes checked. Thank you. Chapter 15, Supporting You, an overview of our services. Devon in Sight offers a range of holistic services for people who are blind or partially sighted, their families, friends and carers who live or work in Devon. This is a summary of our core services. Our information, advice and guidance service. We are committed to providing accurate and impartial information, advice and guidance. You can access our comprehensive information resources through our helpline on 01392 876 666. Our website is available at www.devoninsight.org.uk. Envision magazine is available free in a range of accessible formats, large print, digitally via email, and in this audio version. It can also be accessed on your smartphone through the British Wireless for the Blind app under Devon. Our independent living service. We work with you to identify the equipment, support and training that will help you maintain your independence and live life to the full. We undertake this valuable work in partnership with health and social care and the voluntary sector. We have a unique assistive technology partnership with Sight and Sound Limited, the UK's leading provider of equipment, software and services for people who are blind and partially sighted. We also offer Living Well with Sight Loss events across the county, where you can meet partners in health and social care, the voluntary sector and community groups. Our health and wellbeing service. Our health and wellbeing service aims to help keep you physically and mentally fit and safe in your home. We can help you make some healthy lifestyle choices, such as smoking cessation, or arrange a free home safety check with the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. We can also provide emotional support and, in some cases, formal counselling. For fun, friendship and really useful information about living with sight loss, you can join our free telephone-based chit-chat calls. To access the calls, simply dial 0808 169 7930 at 10:30 a.m. every Wednesday morning. That number again, 0808 169 7930 at 10:30 a.m. every Wednesday morning. Our free telephone speaker seminars take place monthly with speakers from across the sight loss sector and beyond. These are structured so that following a formal information sharing presentation, listeners can contribute by asking questions and share their lived experiences of sight loss. And we've spoken about these events earlier in this presentation. Influencing change. We believe that it's important that people who are blind or partially sighted, their family and carers have voice in the development of sight loss services and other community services across Devon. We are pleased to hear your thoughts about how services across Devon can be improved. Now, that brings us to the end of the winter 2023 edition of Envision magazine. May I, on behalf of everyone at Devon Insight, wish you a very happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. If you require any support, please give us a call on the Devon Insight helpline. That telephone number, for one last time, is 01392 876 666. 01392 876 666. And I would just like to remind everybody of our Christmas closing hours. The Devon Insight helpline will close at 2 p.m. on Friday, the 22nd of December, and will open again at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, the 2nd of January, 2024. Please remember that if you experience any sudden changes to your eyesight, to call the NHS on 111 as soon as possible, or visit your local accident and emergency department for advice. Delays to treatment following a sudden change in your eyesight can lead to permanent damage. On a happier note, happy Christmas, everybody, and we'll be talking again in the spring. Bye-bye.